This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital connectivity in the country is no longer a privilege or luxury, but an integral part of every citizen's life. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said the country, which once faced difficulties with 2G, now has 5G coverage in nearly every district. The Prime Minister said India has recently launched its Made in India 4G stack, which is a major indigenous achievement for the country. The 4D event will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast to 6.5% for financial year 2026 from its earlier projection of 6.3% in June, citing resilient domestic demand, strong rural recovery and the positive impact of goods and service tax reforms. In its latest South Asia Development Update, the World Bank said that India is expected to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, underpinned by strong consumption growth. The deadlock over seat sharing between the ruling NDA and the opposition Grand Alliance in Bihar continues after the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, led by Union Minister Chirag Paswan, another key NDA ally, the Hindustani Awam Morcha, has also adopted a tough stance. Senior party leader and Union Minister Jitan Ram Manji has demanded 15 seats from the BJP and JDU for his party Hindustani Awam Morcha. The BJP is holding a meeting of its election committee today to finalize its estimated share of seats. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has deployed 824 flying squads in Bihar to ensure speedy redressal of complaints within 100 minutes. A complaint monitoring system has also been set up, including a call center number 1950, where the public and political parties can lodge grievances. The Bihar Assembly elections for 243 seats will be held in two phases on the 6th and the 11th November, with counting of votes scheduled for the 14th of November. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tributes to freedom fighter Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President recalled Jayaprakash Narayan's contributions during the emergency and said that he led a historic mass movement against dictatorship, which inspired people to protect democracy, civil liberties and constitutional values. The Vice President paid floral tributes to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid homage to the freedom fighter on his death anniversary. The nation is celebrating the 93rd anniversary of Indian Air Force today. Established on the 8th of October in 1932, the momentous occasion marked the beginning of a vision for air power that would shape the nation's defense for decades to come. Addressing the gathering at the Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad today, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh said the Indian Air Force displayed great valor and bravery during Operation Sindoor. Earlier this morning, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and the Air Force Chief paid tributes to the brave hearts at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to all air warriors, veterans and their families on Air Force Day. They praised Air Force for protecting the nation's skies in even the most challenging of situations. The Arunachal Pradesh branch of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association participated in the opening ceremony of the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference held in Barbados. Themed "The Commonwealth, a Global Partner," the conference features a wide range of significant events, including the CPA General Assembly and General Debate, meetings of the CPA Executive Committee, CPC workshops, and the 9th Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians Conference, among others. The Indian delegation is led by Speaker of the Lok Sabha Om Birla, Speaker Tesampongte, MLAs Kadon Yigyor, Muchu Miti, Chakat Abo and others participated in the conference. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi has resumed after being suspended for 3 consecutive days due to adverse weather conditions. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.